This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Friday, December 31, 2021. The Friday after the first Sunday after Christmas, by Father William Doc Holliday.
From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. May the words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Through Christ we have received the unction of the Spirit, as it is referred to in the older English versions of that first reading that we had today. The unction of the Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit that changes us. We are changed. The world is not changed. This has been the emphasis as we've gone through the first letter of St. John the Divine over the past few days in the readings. St. John the Divine, he emphasizes to us that we should not be attentive to the world. We should ignore the world. We should really have nothing to do with the world. It doesn't mean we don't engage with people out there. That is the evangel. That is presenting the gospel. But we cannot let the world influence the way we do that. We cannot allow for the world to dictate how we do that. This is what St. John warns against. Because again, up to this point, he's really stressed the whole transitory nature and the corrupt nature of this world. Which if you talk about a transitory nature of something, as you talk, you should really present the fact that it's going to end. And this is where he goes. This is today's reading, that first reading that we read. This leads to the consideration of nothing less the impending doom that is the condition of this world. This is where we start to have the, back in the day, not back in the day. What he says resonates in our day. Always like when people ask, do you think we're in the last days? Easiest question that anybody could ever pose to me, because the immediate response is, yeah, we're in the last day. How can you say that? Because St. John, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says it is the last hour. He doesn't say the last days. He says it is the last hour. This whole concept that we are living in the last days and have been for the past 2,000 years. The scriptures say, don't count the Lord slack as we count slackness with one another. He is not slack. We are in the last days. He didn't say how long they will last, but that's where we are. Thus saith the Lord. It is the last hour. That's not a question we need to consider, whether it is or not. It is. We know this. So what does that mean? He focuses our attention on what this means for us. This has always been this whole last hour, end times. You'll hear some of your Protestant friends, look at the tribulation. That goes back to Jewish thought. Jewish eschatological thought, the end times, eschatology. Jewish thought in those terms dictated there was going to be a time of distress before the Messiah came. It's one of the reasons they couldn't have been Jesus of Nazareth, because there was no great distress in the world before he came. Not before the Messiah came the first time, but you're negating the possibility in your thought that he will come again. This is what we live in right now. This is the tribulation. This is what Jewish thought was considering, and how they interpreted what the Holy Spirit said through the Old Testament. It is true. There is going to be a time of great distress before the Messiah comes, that final time in judgment. Our Lord Jesus Christ came to shine light on those who would believe in him in order that we would change. The whole thing I started out with, the world doesn't change, we do. Don't buy into this nonsense that you hear all the time in a whole lot of places where everybody's a child of God. The gospel we read today, that we hear at the end of every Mass, That gospel negates that presentation, that we're all children of God in a salvific sense, that everybody's going to be saved because Jesus came and he loves everybody. To those who believe in his name, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This is the Lord's word. This is what I talk about before. We don't allow the world to corrupt or to dictate what our message is. That is not the message. The message is that we need to change, that we need to come out of this. This is what we do as the church. We're supposed to be presenting to the world, that's not good out there. It's not six of one, half of it is another. Oh, that's just the way you choose to live your life. God loves everybody. He does love everybody. He wants everybody in his church so that they can go to heaven. He wants everybody to be happy. Not a word in this book that says anything about God wanting you to be happy. He wants you to go to heaven. And for a lot of people, the apostles, the martyrs, that journey was anything but happy. This is what St. John's talking about. We're dealing with that right now. And we don't stop dealing with it. There has always been a pandemic, plague, whatever you want to call it at any given time. There's always some war. There's always some natural disaster. Has been like that through history, and it's going to continue until the Lord comes back. That's the tribulation. Our Lord, in this world you will have tribulation, but fear not, I have overcome the world. This is the message for us. It is the message we are supposed to present to other people, not a message that makes them feel good. Just doesn't say that we're in the last times here. Do you think this person's the Antichrist? Do you think that person's the Antichrist? St. John doesn't say, and there are Antichrists, plural. In his day, there are many Antichrists that are among. What is that, that whole term? I mean, a lot of us have these preconceived notions of the Antichrist. And I am one that put my eggs in the basket. There is going to be an individual at the very end of times that will manifest the whole Antichrist thing. But there are many Antichrists. I mean, that word just means one who opposes Christ. One who opposes. You do things that he didn't say. You say things he didn't say. You deny some of the things he said. We say that. People that would be opposed to Christ would say, well, the church used to believe that, but it doesn't believe it anymore. That is a bold-faced, out-and-out lie. Those are the words of Antichrist. Someone who is opposed to what Christ has presented once for all through the saints, the book of Jude. St. John is speaking of any false teacher who obviously, from even his day, will afflict the church. They've always been there, many of them, who we don't know the names in St. John's day, but obviously there were many antichrists we see throughout history, Martin Luther, John Calvin, guys like that, Henry VIII, people who are opposed to the institutions and the teachings of Christ, as he had always presented them, and came up with their own bend on things. They're Antichrist. They're not the big one, like I said, that's going to be at the end of days, obviously. But they're there, and you have to be wary of them. They deviate from what the church has always taught. It's the exact words of the scriptures there. They went out from us, but they were not of us. So when you hear people say, church used to believe that, church used to believe, they went out from us because they were never of us. When people start to subtly deviate from the church, your family member, your friends, you got to correct them because it's easy to correct a little bit of a deviation. But once people go off the rails, it's really hard to get them back. But they also prove that they never really got it. But there's even a benefit for that. St. John says that they went out from us because they were not of us, but they went out that they may be manifest. If you have this unction of the Holy Spirit that I talked about before, it is something that lets you, how do you know something is the truth? Because as a person of faith, you know the truth. You should know the truth. That's why I'm always talking about, we have to know what our church has always taught. So as soon as you see somebody come up and say something different, you know that's wrong. That's the unction of the Holy Spirit. That's working in union with God's Spirit. Because St. John, why is he writing this? He just point fingers and makes things sound dramatic or woe is us, we live in the end times or anything. No, what he's doing, he's very concerned about the church. He is manifesting the utmost, that's his end all be all, is being concerned about the church. And he is encouraging them. You got all kind of bad things going on. I would actually stack our bad things up against his. I think we can one up St. John on how bad things are in our day and age. Okay, all these things that he talks about are in our church. It's not a matter of the world. They are in our church. There are people in the church, clerics in the church, hierarchs in the church that are deviating from what the church has always taught. Should we be surprised? No. St. John gave us a heads up 2,000 years ago. All right? So it's not what we need to do is to, as it says, he again encouragingly says that you have the unction of the Holy Spirit and know all things. Now, is he saying that we're omniscient when he says we know all things? No, I'll point fingers at myself. Far from it, knowing all things. But I know what's true. As dull a knife as I may be in the drawer, I know what's true and what's not. And when I hear things that go, I have no problem whatsoever. That's not right. But so-and-so said it. That's not right. Scripture, tradition of the church, and magisterial teachings of the church. That's not right. We don't look at the world and their credentials. We look at what the Holy Spirit has always done. Because I said before, in union with God's Spirit is how we can discern between truth and lies. That's the bottom line. You got to be able to discern between truth and lies. People don't really like to use that word. Well, truth and things that aren't quite really true. Lies. That's what they are. That's the world's game. Well, let's not use terms like that because they could offend someone. The gospel's an offense. Thus saith the Holy Spirit. That's a reality of things. You need to know the truth. You need to know the truth, and you're called to defend that truth. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. You have the unction by virtue of your baptism. See, what the big, because there's a lot of these people who are saying false things. They're baptized too. Are you saying we don't have the Holy Spirit? No, we're saying you aren't cooperating with him. You're not listening to what he has to say and what he's always said. That's what we're saying. And this is what St. John said. You have the unction of the Holy One and know all things. Again, not omniscience, but to know the truth. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.